Fine. All right. So we're on the second part of Kiddush Levana. Kiddush Levana is best done on Matzei Shabbos. The reason for that is because it's good to do Kiddush Levana when you're in a good mood and when you're wearing nice clothing. If you can't, so then you have what's it called? If you can't, so then you could do it during the week in an emergency. And that is if you're 10 days past the molad already. Or there's a chashash because of weather forecast that you're not going to be able to get it in, so then you do it, then you could do it during the week. There's an inyan of also doing Kiddush Levana Barov Am Hadras Melech, but the reason Magdimah Lo Mitzvah comes first. So if you have a choice between doing a lot of people and doing it earlier, so then you do it earlier. The minimum time to do Kiddush Levana needs to be at least 3 days after the Molad. Some people wait 7 days, but that doesn't include when you have a Matzei Shabbos within the 7 days. In other words, Matzei Shabbos will always, you'll do it even if it's before the 7 days, but some wait 7 days. The maximum that you can wait to do Kiddush Levana, and then you missed it, is 14 days, 18 hours, and 22 minutes from the time of the Molad, and then after that, you blew it for the month. Okay, talking about the 9 days, you're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, or an Ovel is not supposed to do it while he's in Avil during the time he's sitting Shiva. However, if he's going to miss the chance, so then you can do it earlier. You're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana when you're fasting. The exception to that rule is Matzei Yom Kippur, since you just achieved Kapara and you're wearing Big Day Shabbos, so then it's an inyan to do it right after Yom Kippur, even before you go home and break your fast. You're not supposed to do Kiddush Levana on Leil Shabbos or Leil Yontif, with the exception being that if you're going to miss it for the month, so then B'Shas Adchak you can do it then. A Suma, a blind person, is able to do Kiddush Levana, not a problem. And usually, if you have a choice between doing Kiddush Levana first or Maariv first, you're supposed to daven Maariv first because of Tadar Sheina Tadar Tadar Kaidim, and also because of the fact that Kriya Shema is a Deraisa. Kriya Shema, the night, is a deraisa. However, if there's a chashash that you're going to miss it, and then you won't have another chance to do it, in the winter, even if it's up to 4 days before, but you know it's touchy because it, you know, like in England, it's always overcast and everything, and you don't really know what you're going to get. So you're even able to break in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema and go out and the. In the emergency situation, and do Kiddush Levana in the middle of Birchas Kriya Shema. Last halacha over here is, let's say it's Purim, and you're well into the month already, 14 days into the month, and you're about to miss it, right? And somebody spots the Levana in the middle of Kriyas and Megillah. Or before Kriyas and Megillah. A lot of before Kriyas and Megillah, Kiddush Levana takes precedence because of Tadr Sheino Tadr. If you started the Megillah already and then someone spots it, and there's a good chance, you're going to miss it for the month. So if the whole Sibor hasn't benched Levana yet, they can go out in the middle of the Megillah, all bench Levana and come back and continue the Megillah. If it's just one Yachid, so then the Yachid shouldn't do it, because the Sibur is not going to wait for him, and Persume Nisa takes precedence over Kiddush Levana. Those are the halachas of Kiddush Levana. Bez Hashem, tomorrow, so we begin the halachas of Shavuos B'Tammuz in the 3 weeks.